At BrightPath, we often say that the worst time to figure out how your organization will respond is in the middle of the next crisis. Tabletop exercises are one of the most powerful tools we have in our toolbox to build muscle memory, to pressure test your plan, to pressure test your after action items from your last exercise or crisis, and revealing new gaps in cross-functional alignment. But what scenarios should you actually be testing? Based on what we're seeing across the clients we support globally, the threats that are making headlines, and the strategic risks that can erase shareholder trust, we've curated a short list. Here are 10 tabletop exercises that smart organizations are planning for 2025. I'm Brian Strausser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath, and this is the Managing Uncertainty Podcast. Let's dive right into the list. The first scenario is some variation of cyber extortion or ransomware. These are attacks that we think remain the top cyber threat. Encrypting systems, halting your operations, demanding cryptocurrency. It's a full spectrum crisis for the organization that can touch the entire org, plus your product lines, plus your reputation in the marketplace. Your team needs to rehearse response, communication, and whether or not you will engage with a threat actor. Number two is data exfiltration. Now, this is different from a ransomware attack. It's quiet. You could have months of sensitive data that are stolen before you even know it has happened. It's a legal, reputational, and operational crisis wrapped into one. Number three is insider threat. What happens when the call is coming from inside the house? A rogue employee leaks information, damages systems, or goes public with allegations. You need a coordinated HR, legal, comms, and security response to navigate this successfully. Number four is natural disaster. Nothing new to you as resilience leaders. Think about hurricanes, wildfires, earthquakes. This is not just about evacuation. It's about critical process recovery, regional dependencies, and continuity under extreme stress. Number five is active assailant. It's one of the hardest scenarios to prepare for, but one of the most important. Do your people know what to do? Do you know what to do? And your leadership must be trained on how to respond with empathy and clarity while coordinating with first responders. Number six is executive malfeasance. Suddenly your CEO is under investigation, or a top leader's actions make headlines. This is reputation, governance, culture, and shareholder confidence on the line. Number seven is a third-party technology outage. And we just saw this. What if it's Salesforce or AWS or your payroll provider is offline for 72 hours? Do you have backup processes? Do you have alternate technology capabilities? Do you know your contract rights? How do you keep your clients in the loop? Number eight is misinformation or a viral social media crisis. A tweet goes viral that's filled with false information about your company and it's spreading fast. Who approves your social media response? What is your reputation management strategy? Do you have a team on standby? Number nine is a financial market disruption. Interest rates spike, liquidity tightens. Your organization suddenly has to reevaluate your strategic initiatives, projects, capital spending, even layoffs. Well, that's a crisis, and it needs a tested executive response. And number 10 is a global health threat. Whether it's a pandemic reemergence or a regional outbreak, or a WHO alert, this one is not over. And even though we just went through COVID, did we actually learn from that experience? What protocols do we think are still valid? And do we have a plan for rapid re-escalation of your own health measures at your organization? And then here's a bonus thought. Take two items on the list and combine them into one tabletop. Imagine that a ransomware attack hits just as your CEO is embroiled in a scandal and your cloud provider is down. That's not far-fetched. That's an exercise that we ran just last month with one of our clients, where they had two things happening simultaneously, but they were only equipped in their plan to handle one at a time. If your crisis management team can handle this and navigate this today, then you're very battle-tested. Most companies need to think through what that needs to look like. The point of tabletop exercises is not complexity for complexity's sake. It's about realism. It's about preparing your leaders to make the right decisions under pressure with clarity. So as you look ahead to 2026, I encourage you to revisit your crisis exercise calendar and your planned scenarios. Are you practicing really the ones that matter, that best help you prepare for next year? If you need help designing high-impact, realistic tabletop exercises, we've helped the world's leading brands do exactly that. You can learn more at brightpath.com or drop us a note at contact@brightpath.com. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty podcast. We'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.